From the State House to the courthouse, they know. Fran's watching. Here he comes with more Fran on Texas.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Away, I'm bound away, across the wide Missouri. The rosas de suave fragrancia que viene en gran marco la virgen morena. Granada, oh tierra está llena de lindas mujeres de sangre y de sol.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. That's the voice of my friend and our friend, Anthony Kearns, all from his new CD with the song In My Heart. He's appearing in Lubbock at the Citibank Auditorium this Friday, the 8th of November. You can get tickets from selectaseat.com. We've already get selectaseatlubbock.com. We've already given them out over the show, but we're going to give away a few of his CDs this week as well, and it is my pleasure to welcome back the star, a man whose CDs with the Irish Tenors have gone gold, platinum, and double platinum. They're one of the top three highest grossing groups ever put together for these PBS specials. My friends, they brought in over $10 million in the course of their collaboration, and Anthony does solo performances, but still tours annually with the Irish Tenors, and Anthony Kearns considered the greatest Irish tenor ever. He is our friend, and we're so glad he's coming back to Northwest Texas. Anthony, how are you, my friend?
Not so bad, Robert. How are you doing?
I am doing well, and we're looking forward to seeing you this coming Friday. I know that it took some motivation, some people bothering you all the time about it, but you finally came out after all these years with a solo CD. Tell us about putting that together.
Well, it's been a long time in the offering. As you said, there are lots of CDs of the Irish Tenors down through the years, over 12 or 13 CDs and several PBS specials, but never managed to get around to do my own solo CD, but there was a gentleman who comes from Texas, believe it or not, was the one that brought me across the line. And it's sadly, the poor man passed away a couple of months back. He was the late Jack Holman. And Jack said, "What's it going to take to get you to bring out your own CD?" in his old Texan way. And I said, "It comes down to money, Jack. That's the bottom line." He said, "Well, let's see what we can do." So he helped me get the funds together and make it happen. That's the bottom line. So we got it out and got it done. And so we honor Jack for bringing me to the water, as I say, and making me drink.
It's amazing. Such a famous Irishman as yourself, and the listeners can tell from your voice, we're not talking about an Irishman who's been here three or four generations, but an Irishman from the Emerald Isle directly across in your lifetime, that you have so many Texas tie-ins. One of the good friends of the show is the one bringing you here, and a very good friend of mine, Bill Riley. And we're very fortunate. We've probably had you here in this market to see friends more than a lot of the major markets with huge Irish communities. And so go ahead. I'm sorry. We consider it an honor.
Absolutely. That is a fact. And I mean, it's people like that that bring our music to parts of the world you wouldn't expect it to be. The likes of, well, a good name like that, Bill Riley, it doesn't get any more Irish than that. Bill has been a friend of ours for a number of years now, and he loves the music, he enjoys music, he enjoys good music, and he wants to bring a piece of that to Lubbock. And he wants the people to hear it, get a sample of it. Look at it, I say, we can listen and we'll all choose our own music at the end of the day, but if you try something once and say, to hell with it, I'm going to this concert, I'm going to hear this guy sing, and I'm going to listen to his accompanist who's 81 years of age, and he has stories that he has brought from all over the world, and he's traveled around the world on the cruise ships working with various stars, Patrick Healy I'm talking about.
Right.
Patrick is a wonderful storyteller, raconteur, and together we have a great old fun on the stage, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And if you do it once, look, at you might come back a second time.
When earlier in when I was talking about this show, I told people in an email I sent out to the listener club, I said, now the last performance, we just did a very quick performance. You were nearby and dropped in a small venue, and Patrick wasn't with you. But, of course, I've seen Patrick before that, and I put in the email, I said, his accompanist is absolutely hilarious himself, and Patrick really is funny and adds so much to the show. How long have you guys been working together?
Patrick and I have been working together for 20 years. We started out in 1983 back in Dublin. Patrick's originally from Dublin, but he's lived in the UK now and further afield. He went to study in Italy back in the day when he was 18. So he's a long time in the business. As I say, he's 81 years old, and he's as fresh as a daisy, sharp as anything can be. His mind is just so alert, and the stories that he shares, the tales of his travels, real-life stories, the stories that he has, and the people that he has met, and the music that he has performed. I mean, they broke the mold when they made Patrick Healy the last of them. He's the last of them, that's for sure.
Well, he's truly a delight, and I've had the honor to see you and Patrick several times. Very excited about you coming back to the High Plains of Texas. We had one of your former Irish tenors, Ronan Tynan, in just this last year, benefiting the same charity, Operation Hope, who's bringing you in this time, along with her friend Bill. Tynan brought the house down. People enjoyed him, and I told them, I said, Tynan's great. He's famous. What a great personal story. But Anthony's a much better singer. So tell us about the event and what you're going to be performing.
Well, Tynan is like a tornado coming through town.
Yeah.
he's just cleared the way for me.
I think that's true. Ronan's
a good guy. He's great fun. People love him. He's a big, burly man, like a big bear of a man. He sings, he wears his heart on his sleeve. People love that. We come into town, we're bringing our music. I mean, we'll sing everything and anything going the road, from Irish to popular songs, to crossover stuff, to stuff like Time to Say Goodbye and Shenandoah that you just played there, some light comedy stuff with Patrick at the piano. It's a mixed bag. It's a roller coaster of songs. There's something in it for everyone. It's not too heavy duty, but there's enough that we touch on enough.
I put Granada in there because that's one of my favorite to hear you sing it, and in the teaser today, and it's off your new CD. Folks, if you purchase the CD or win one of the CDs from the program, Anthony's going to be there to sign it for you, as many as we can possibly get. And so I want you to be there Friday night. Anthony, we look very much forward to the event on this Friday, November 8th in Lubbock. People can get tickets from selectaseatlubbock.com, and have safe travels, and we'll see you Friday, my friend.
Good man, Robert. Looking forward to gathering up with old friends again. We'll have a good night, no matter what.
All right, good deal. So, my friends,
thank you very much.
You bet. Anthony Kearns, my friends, Ireland's foremost tenor. He'll be on the High Ground of Texas this Friday. I want you to be there as well. Get your tickets now. We'll be back in a moment, right here on Pride on Texas.
They're all from cowgirls to kings, doing that Lone Star swing.